of you. Charlie Swift is the independent councillor for North Ward and a member of that committee who made the recommendations. Charlie, did you vote yes or no?
I voted yes, and I'm not going to be a blasted hypocrite. I would never will be. We voted, and it's got to go to the council for the full council to make approval. There's a lot of personalities attached to this, but as you rightly and fairly said in your broadcast, that there has been a total restructure, that most of these are new posts. The chief executive is not taking any increase in salary. Could I make one point, Paul, please, and make it very pertinent indeed, particularly to Councillor Sanford and other councillors? It costs £1 for each ratepayer for what they pay for Gillian Beazley's salary, who hasn't took any for 6 years. But it costs you and your ratepayers £4 for such as I, a councillor. It costs you £4 against one. Now, at the same meeting next Wednesday, we're discussing increasing the council from 57 to 61 councillors when we've got less work to do, with 70,000 more money involved, more than what we're talking about for these top salaries. And so the whole thing's a total load of hypocrisy from start to finish, and I shall have more to say on this matter later on.
Yeah, I take your point on maybe less councillors would save more money, but also it doesn't look great, the headlines, does it? You mentioned the fact that these are effectively new jobs, new titles, whatever, but it's the emperor's new clothes. They're the same people taking home more money.
They're not all the same people, let's be quite fair about it.
Many of them are. Many of them are. John Harrison is.
Many of them are, but they increase responsibility on particularly two of the positions. There is a dispute about one, but that will come out in the forefront. But the last thing you ever want to get involved in local government, and I will not get involved in it, is when there are personal issues arising. Your listeners have got enough common sense to know if there was a full and frank debate, and when everything's put forward to them, and the A's and B's and the T's are crossed, where we're actually coming from.
But the listeners are very angry this morning. All they see are these people, and they see more money going into their pockets. They see a 1% rise for them, and they see John Harrison pocketing £30,000 in back pay. They don't think that's right.
Pardon? They may not think it's right, but we want more open discussion about it and more that's involved in it. People haven't said, and you rightly said on many, many occasions on your programme, how much money, you've quoted the £700,000 in savings, well, you're giving the bankers bonuses when they don't even earn it, and when they make the blooming place bankrupt. And then we've just heard of a bloke going to have an injection in his toe tonight, Wayne Rooney, who's earning more than this lot put together overnight, you know.
Still doesn't make it right, necessarily, does it?
No, the whole society is sick, and you know it.
But should people over 100,000, just because they're given some extra work, be getting rises of 20%?
Well, them people that's getting over 100,000, bear in mind, and out of that 30,000 that you're talking about, he'll only receive 16. You and I'll get back about 40% of that in tax, won't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I appreciate all of that, but it still doesn't look great at this time when we're supposed to be, Charlie, in it all together.
We are in it all together, and that's the point I'm just making. Don't complain about officers when it costs £4 for me and £1 for them.
So Charlie Swift would like to see more money saved on less councillors, and thinks you're getting value for money from the people who are running Peterborough City Council.